Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11, and Psalm 28. The Reverend Dr. Steve Shave is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good news, lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with the young. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I don't know. Do your people really need comfort, God? They seem to have it all together. They don't want some bleak message. It's Christmas next week. Shouldn't I give them something a little more, I don't know, merry? And I don't think they need to worry too much about comforting those who feel guilt or shame. Not sure there's any depravity or violence that hasn't already got a stamp of approval. In an age of anything goes and don't judge me and you do you, I think all these fine folks might rather be filled with a little old-fashioned Christmas cheer. Because comfort means to admit we are sinners and we are hurting. And we are broken, and we don't have it all together. And quite honestly, we'd rather put on our festive face that masks our hard hearts, our stiff necks, or full-on denial. Might be why John the Baptist probably won't get too many invites to our Christmas parties. Who invited that guy? Running around calling everyone a brood of vipers. No, he's a wild man out in the wilderness with a savage message of repentance not easy to hear. And yet, this world and this life have a way of giving us a reality check. Has a way of breaking even the most hardened of hearts. Has a way of bending even the stiffest of necks. Our cheery denial comes to a screeching halt when we suffer, when we grieve, when we rage, when we are rejected, when we are dying. Yes, as we approach Christmas, when it is cold, and it is dark, and it is lonely, we need the light of the Star of Bethlehem to break through now more than ever. And we need that voice that cries from the wilderness to prepare us for it. We need that voice that reminds us that our life is fleeting, but the Word of God will endure. We need that voice that tells us to prepare the way of the Lord by making a highway that leads out of the wilderness and into the promised land. And it needs to be a straight path, because when we wander from it and into the wilderness, it only leads to sin and death. But this path that the Lord will take, it leads to eternal life. And on this path, the glory of the Lord is revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. Yes, when Jesus Christ is born in a wooden manger, but it shines even more gloriously when your Savior is upon that wooden cross. For it is here that every valley is lifted up and every mountain and hill are made low in the forgiveness of your sins. Yes, we need this voice that speaks tenderly to us, to bring us the news of peace on earth and goodwill toward men. That tender voice that tells us there is no mountain high enough, there is no valley low enough to separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus. Our warfare with God has ended. Our iniquity has been pardoned, as we have received from the Lord's pierced hand double for all our sins. We have been washed clean from our iniquities, and we have been fed with His forgiveness. Oh, what comfort! Oh, what comfort when those angels shout for joy, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And as John the Baptist proclaims of this babe who was once born in a manger, "Behold, the very Lamb of God, the very Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the whole world." You want to talk about Christmas cheer. And what do we do with this cheer? We cheer. We cheer. We are sent to go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere, that Jesus Christ is born. Heralds of this good news. We are to lift up our voice with strength. Lift it up. Fear not. Say to the cities, "Behold, behold your God who comes with might, and His arm rules for Him. His reward is within Him." For in these tiny veins of the Christ child flows your salvation, and it will make recompense for the sins of the whole world. Here in this tiny little lamb will one day be your good shepherd. The good shepherd who will tend his flock, who will gather his lambs into his very arms, who will carry them in his bosom to the green pastures that gently lead us back home. So Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, dear friends. Whatever suffering, whatever grief, whatever loneliness, whatever darkness that you face, step into that birthplace. Look down into that manger. See in those very eyes. Here is your comfort. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Comfort, comfort, all you people. The Messiah, your Savior, Jesus Christ, is born for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend David and Shelley Werner, who serve the Lord in Spain. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.